Welcome to Worldview Finder. Hey, what's up, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Worldview Finder. We look at all the current events of the world today, whether it's media, news, movies, games, songs, or celebrities. We dissect the worldview these sources have in our lives. Everything pushes a worldview, so join us as we each find our view on this week's Worldview Finder.
I'm not getting drawn into this mess. There's an army of you. There's only one of me. I'll talk. I'm happy to talk. But there is no way that I'm fighting. Hey, everybody. I'm Chris.
I'm James.
I'm Adrian.
I'm Luke.
And I'm Trevor.
Welcome to Worldview Finder, episode 102. That was a quote from the new King Arthur movie. It's doing well.
No, it's not.
I know. It's just a joke.
It's the biggest flop of the year so far.
Is it?
No, the Circle.
The summer.
Is
Sorry,
100.
The summer. The summer.
The Circle came out in the
first
summer.
First of the summer.
All right. I didn't know that movie was coming out until like 2 weeks later.
Yeah, and when I watched it on previews for Guardians of the Galaxy.
You're like, what is this movie?
This is coming out in a while, right? Nope, next week.
So, yeah. Welcome to Worldview Finder 102. We've changed our name, so if you're just joining us for the first time in a long time, same great podcast, but we're about
just
worldview.
Just new people.
Talk about worldview and all that stuff. You heard the intro. Done by this guy, Trevor Ryan.
Hello.
Or Taryn.
Taryn.
That's also me.
You can find his music on Spotify. iTunes.
Man,
hey, turn that off, Luke. Turn that phone off.
I'm sorry.
It is spelled T-E-R-I-N-E. So you get that from your middle initial.
Actually, no, really. It's just, it was a common. My middle initial is J.
What?
Yeah. James. His middle name is James.
Yeah.
Did you
James.
Know that?
I don't know. Okay. So
yeah.
T.
Yeah, that's why it's so awesome.
Taryn was just like, it's a combination of Trevor Ryan, but also I want it to be separate. So it's like a pin name that represents me in music. So.
So we're going to play one of your songs at the end of the episode
yes.
today.
And people who play StarCraft will know of him because they know the Taryn.
Okay.
Right, Luke?
Yeah. Taryn's a race.
You have unknown followers you don't even know.
Luke, the people were liking the back of your head because you have a hat on today, and now you're like, ah, great. Put it back on.
What? Yeah, just the kidding. Camera's right behind you.
I don't
that's
okay.
Well,
that's good. The back of
Luke's
head.
A joke.
So,
behind me.
No one sees.
Hey, thanks for tuning in. Yesterday was Mother's Day, so real quick.
Happy Mother's Day.
To all the mothers.
Mother's Day is the worst.
We were talking about that because you feel guilty on Mother's Day.
Why? Because
like, oh, I've got to do stuff. But like, I love my mom all the time.
Do you?
I hope. I try.
But they like to have a day.
They do.
What about Father's Day?
But I always feel guilty because I don't do stuff for my wife as good as I should on Mother's Day. I feel. But she
that's not your problem. Those are
but
your
she
kids
doesn't
problem.
Care. I know, but I don't do anything to help them
but,
be better.
Yeah, like, they can't really
are,
do much.
Quincy, are you... She's so creative.
This is the worst.
She would figure out so much.
All right.
Trying to make French toast doesn't work out.
So thanks, mothers, for being great. All right. So what you guys have been watching, listening, reading, doing...
Hey,
somebody answer. Yeah,
Luke here. I've been watching dumb YouTube videos.
By the way, look,
you're missing a huge market of people who watch YouTube instead of TV.
Okay, so
that's
tell
like
me.
The new TV.
So what is it that you've been watching?
We
what's
should,
the worldview?
We should stream live on
on YouTube.
The worldview. One's a 40-second clip of a cool guy being arrested after being cool. The worldview is.
Have fun.
Yeah.
It's just like laugh.
It's just to laugh. All, the most
waste time.
I watched MXC. Okay, Most Extreme Elimination Challenge. Which the reason why I watched this show is because it reminds me of what was that show you really like? Mystery Science Theater.
Yeah,
it's a Japanese game show just dubbed with American voices, and they just make fun of anything. Like it has nothing to do with the show. I don't know. It's funny. It's a funny show. I wouldn't say for people under 14 to watch it.
Well, there goes all our...
I'm sorry. It says TV 14 when it's on. So.
Oh, okay. That's fair enough. You just follow the ratings.
Yeah.
Okay, good job.
It's the worldview of this show is have fun.
You're just following the
also,
law.
Also, Japanese people have really weird game shows.
That also
Japanese
is true.
Japanese people, yes.
Speaking
of Japanese, I've been watching
great.
Attack on Titan. Man, it just gets better and better. Humanity is not in a good shape because the Titans are just, man, they're just so strong. They're so much bigger than we are. So,
hey, I wonder why they're called Titans.
Speaking of so much bigger than we are,
Adrian's pregnant.
What a sick word.
Oh, man. Well, hey, this is James' last podcast.
Okay. Someone better call the burn unit.
Yeah, I know.
Because that one.
I didn't mention this last week, but I beat Breath of the Wild.
All right.
Hey. And then I beat it again this weekend.
Wait, how did that... It took you, like, months to beat it the first time.
No, I mean, I went back and, like, re-beat the end guy.
Okay.
Because I had stuff to do, and I was told that there was an alternate ending if you do certain things before you beat him.
Does Link die?
No, there's not.
So they lied.
Well,
you said there's one line?
Yeah, the dialogue changes by one sentence.
Does that even
work? And it's not worth it.
And she's like, will you marry me? And Link's like, yes.
That's what I was looking for, and it did not happen.
What?
What, marriage? You want Link and Zelda finally get married?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Finally admit that they love each other.
I know.
And then the next Zelda, you can play Zelda. Finally, you can be Zelda.
What if they had a kid that was like a combination of the two? That was super.
Oh, that would look like
at the door.
Then it'd be like Pirates of the Caribbean.
Hey.
So,
sure. Come on in.
I thought it was my knock. But, all right.
All right. That's just us.
So, did you watch anything else? So, you beat Zelda again?
Yeah, no.
That's what you've been doing.
I saw Guardians of the Galaxy 2 again.
Wow.
This is just a repeat.
She's bashing on James' Attack on Titan. He watched something new.
Oh, no.
All right. Trevor?
Hello. All
right. I never watched anything new either.
You said you watched Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah, I did.
What was last week?
Oh, it was pretty awesome. I mean, I like the character development, and this one is not.
That's not true. Okay.
Hey, Quincy, come in here. All
right. So, but you did a Star Wars.
I did a Star Wars marathon.
So wait, what does that
all
mean?
All of them?
How many?
Plus the show?
Not you love the Clone Wars. It is. I do like the Clone Wars show. I watched all of the 8 that are already out.
There's 8 Star Wars films?
There are, yeah.
The original, I thought there were 7 the Star Wars and 1 Star Wars story.
Yeah, I watched that too.
That's a Star Wars story. But you didn't watch the Ewok Adventures. That's my favorite.
What is that?
Oh, I'll let you borrow it. It's great.
Can we change the name to Star Wars?
Actually, it's not great. Don't borrow it.
Star War, but it's a doozy.
There's only one Star
Star Lord.
But
nobody calls him Star Lord. They call him Peter.
All right. So, I watched Lego Batman again because my wife was out of town for a few days with our youngest daughter. So, me and the oldest.
That means you can watch Lego Quincy.
How did you watch it? It's not out.
It's in the $2. So, me and Quincy went to. Because we. I bought the Guardians of the Galaxy popcorn bucket. I've never done that in my life. But at our movie theater, you can buy a giant bucket, and then every time you go to the movies until August 30th or something, you get to fill it up with popcorn.
For free.
Cool. But it cost me $30. So,
hey, one bag of popcorn is like $20.
What, so four times you get your money back?
Pretty much, yeah. So I was like, well, we've got to use this. So we went and watched Lego Batman, and that movie is so good.
Was that the second time she's seen that?
No, she's never seen it before.
Oh, okay.
So,
who'd you go see it with when you went?
Me and my wife. We went on date night.
Lego Batman.
Why would they take their kids?
Here's the thing.
Andy and I went and saw that immediately.
Yeah, Lego Batman. The first greatest. Lego was so good.
James and I only went because we took our nephews. And
we have excuses.
No, okay, I mean.
Sure.
Not excuses. They're, like, written for us.
I watched Phineas and Ferb before kids.
If you're
a
child.
Adrian, Angela, I, and was it Annie? My sister-in-law? We all went to the grand opening of, like, the midnight showing of The Incredibles.
Oh, that's different. That's Pixar.
How is that different?
This doesn't prove that you're an adult. This just proves you're a child.
I'm not trying to prove anything. I'm just saying.
It's proving that we can see whatever movies we think are going to be good.
Yeah, but...
I just thought it'd be weird
out my kids
two grown guys went to go see Lego Batman.
Hey, turn it off.
They got mad at me for the commander call.
So I saw that. And I've been listening to a lot of new music this week.
Oh, and you found some new music. We're going to talk, right?
Yeah.
About a new song.
Here's what I've been listening to this week. So we're driving the car. I'll tell you guys a knock-knock joke because this starts a lot. So knock-knock.
Who's there?
Little old lady.
Little lady who?
I didn't know you could yodel. Okay, so I had to tell that joke because I told that to my daughter Quincy. James, if you don't shut that thing off.
Throw your phone.
So I told that to Quincy. I said, do you know what yodeling music is? And she said, no. So I looked up yodel on Spotify, and there's a mix. And so he started listening to yodeling music, and now that's all she wants to listen to. Oh, so no. Every time we're in the car, I'm like...
Why don't you introduce her to the yodeling veterinarian of the Alps?
Oh, okay.
The VeggieTales song.
I could do that one next. But this is like legit yodeling. I know. It's, some of it's fantastic, and some of it sounds like off-key country music mixed with a little Mexican flavor. And it's just, I'm like, what is happening? And there's one song I, like, absolutely hate, and that's the one she wants to listen to all the time. Like, let's play the song you don't like. It's like, let's not. But we let's do it, because I'm a good dad. Or a horrible person. So, yeah, I've been listening to some yodeling music. If you're watching online, you're watching Trevor feed James his drink. What? Why can't you move your hand to get a drink?
My laptop.
Oh, gosh.
Your hand to put your phone up there.
Right. Moving on. All right. Oh, wait. Luke, we didn't talk about Samurai Jack this week.
Yeah, we didn't. One more episode.
Before. Next week is the last episode.
Good. It's the last episode of the series.
And that's when you start rewatching the originals and talking about them.
You don't have to because they totally sum
this
it
one.
Up.
Okay, just go watch it. It was really good. I guess,
watch the whole series.
Yeah, do it. Okay.
If you don't want to watch the whole series,
Trevor,
watch the fifth
just
season.
Listen to this
Trevor,
podcast.
Have you seen Samurai Jack?
We recap every episode.
He couldn't.
No. We didn't recap it. Wow. We did
for some reason. He couldn't defeat Aku.
This week? Yeah, he had a chance. Fight him. All right.
Somebody told me you lost your sword. All
right. It's time for
Oh my gosh.
Everybody was on it.
That's what the yodeling music has sounded like all week. All right. So,
his poor brain.
All right. Okay. So the Luke.
Yeah.
Alert listener Luke Helm found this one this week.
I found it 30 minutes ago.
Here's the headline. He stole his mom's car to pick his dad up from jail. Now they're both behind bars.
Oh, that's not even the best part. Keep going.
All right. So tell us about it, Luke.
I don't have it up in front of me.
All right.
Tell us about it, Chris.
So Vladimir spent 4 years in prison for a slew of insurance fraud charges. He was released on Thursday when his son... So, Sanchez, 45, is back behind bars after his ride home ended with a police chase, a shooting, and a school lockdown at St. Michael's Catholic School in Little Havana.
Wow.
Like, that escalated very quickly. Man, like, I'm like, going home from prison, and what? Like, what's happening?
You killed a man.
It reminds me of, like, those movies where, like, he's like, I didn't do it. Or, like, I'm not going back to the way things were. And they're like, one more job, and then you can be free. Like, I just got out of prison. And they're like, I got to do it all over
again. But he only did insurance fraud.
So
yeah, that's white collar.
So Alexander, his 16-year-old son, stole his mother's car to pick him up from jail. The next day, police found the car and pulled it over. Cops arrested him, who was driving. Oh, they arrested Sanchez, the dad.
Yeah.
Then they tried to arrest the son and a third passenger, but they jumped out of the car and ran away, and the school was locked down for 30 minutes. So they're near a school when it happened. So they caught up with Alexander after an elderly homeowner called and said he'd shot an intruder.
What?
The homeowner found Alexander hiding in the basement. He told police Alexander pushed him, so he shot the teen in the buttocks. This is all in the article.
That's what it says.
He was hospitalized for a non-life-threatening injury. He now has two bottom holes. So, So back in the stolen car, they found methamphetamines, meth pipes, and a box of marijuana. So now they're all in jail. Like, what? This is the worst.
Your second day out of jail. Hey, what do you want to do, son?
Let's go get arrested. Hey, where'd you get this car, by the way? I stole it from your ex-wife. I don't know what. Oh man. So what's the worldview here?
People, it's some people, just like the frog and the scorpion story that I told Chris before we started. Some people have a nature to sting, and that guy stung.
Good. Don't ever do that again. Sorry, for those of you listening, Trevor is continuing to feed James his drink. That's the weirdest thing in the world. All right,
look, I'm practicing for the future.
Okay, so worldview. Yeah, that people. I don't, like. Do you think that's his tendency, or?
It was the second day.
I mean, that sounds like a series of unfortunate events to me, more than like he just got out of jail and wants to go right back for making bad choices.
What if
he can't help it that his son picked him up in a stolen car and they're having a meth in the car?
Yeah.
What if it was his mom's meth? And they weren't...
So they're completely just, innocent of everything. Except a 16-year-old driving the stolen car.
No,
his dad
drove
the car.
It's been a while since Adrian got her license.
Wait, I know 18-year-olds, it's a new driving...
What?
Didn't go up to like...
It's different for every state, so it doesn't matter.
It should be 12.
Okay.
Kids need a
marathon. Sorry, the computer fan's on. I think that affects the mic sometimes, so I'm trying to hide
it. Yeah, because it's super loud.
It is super loud.
So what Chris is doing is he's putting his hand over the vent.
Yeah.
Making it louder.
I'm helping it out. Helping it out.
Man. Well, it doesn't help that we never had the fan on for you anymore.
Throw it in the water.
Throw it in the water.
Speaking of computer.
Oh, Eric Youngblood joined us.
Hey, Eric. Welcome.
So,
wait, his name is Eric Youngblood?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. I like
it. Sounds like a Viking.
All right.
Well, so,
or a vampire.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay, this week, we're going to send a song through Worldview Machine, so we better turn it on.
Chris is turning an orange on.
It felt like the right
thing. Why did you grab that?
It's an orange knob.
All right, we are on.
All right, so... The song, I heard this on the radio the other week. It was pretty catchy. It's called I'm Weak. Or no, it's just Weak is the name of it. It's by a guy named AGR.
Spelled W-E-E-K.
AJR. Did I say EGR? EGR stands for Extra Grace Required. And that's people you don't like very much. That's the Christian way of saying, I don't like this person very much. They're EGR. But no, this guy is AJR, which I haven't listened to any other stuff. I don't know what he's like. We haven't hung out, anything like that.
Wait, when did we start having to disclaim that stuff?
Because we're going to play Trevor's music and we hang out.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
Because we're talking about this and so it's like, do we recommend it?
All but like, what about all the movies? Should we be like, oh, haven't hung out with the director?
Yeah.
We don't know any of the stars. I do know Chris Pratt, though.
Okay, because you're a Pratzel, because you guys hang out. I did have a dream about him one time that was crazy, because he was running this
just
camp.
Just once?
Yeah, he was like running this camp, and he was like advertising this roller coaster, and it was like, he's like, you need to ride this backwards. It was great. Okay,
what?
So
that is
it was Chris Pratt, man. He does whatever he wants. Okay. All right, so this song is called Weak, and I was listening to it, because at first I was like, oh, this is interesting, because it's a song about temptation, and... As followers of Jesus, like, Jesus talks about temptation. Jesus was tempted the same way we were, but he never sinned. And so when, like, the world talks about this stuff, I was like, oh, this is interesting. Because this guy was on our easy listening station. It's not easy listening. Our pop station or whatever. So,
easy
Hot
listening.
96. I don't know.
That's like 104.
I don't know what they're called. All right. So
easy listening is
here,
like
I'm going to read the lyrics. Station. Everybody just shut up. Okay. Sorry, I'm
Chris
angry.
Obviously should not be listening
yeah.
to pop music.
No, thank you is what I should have said. Okay, I'm not going to sing it. But okay, so it starts off, he says, no, thank you is what I should have said. I should be in bed, but temptations of trouble on my tongue, trouble's yet to come. And then the chorus, the pre-chorus, one sip, bad for me. One hit, bad for me. One kiss, bad for me. But I give in so easily, and no, thank you is how it should have gone.
Ooh.
I should stay strong. But here's the chorus. But I'm weak, and what's wrong with that? Boy, oh boy, I love it when I fall for that. I'm weak, and what's wrong with that? Boy, oh boy, I love it when I fall for that. I'm weak. And he goes, ooh, wah, ee, yah, ee, yah. Okay, I won't read that part. But then the second verse, no thank you, they call me after dark. I don't want no part. My habits, they hold me like a grudge. I promise I won't budge. Then he goes back to the one sip bad for me, one hit bad for me, one kiss bad for me. Then, but just, I'm weak, and all that. So the bridge, we fall for that, wake up, we fall again, we fall for that, can't wait to fall again. And so,
Pastor
Dave,
Dave,
welcome
everybody.
To the podcast.
You're on the air.
Every week.
One hit, bad for me. So, Dave, we're talking about the song Weak. Have you heard that song by AJR?
No, I heard about the song called Cowboy.
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 There's a cowboy song that's out.
Yeah?
Yeah. By Kid Rock.
Oh, is it a do?
It was the most unusual song I had for a funeral.
Oh!
Yeah.
The cowboy.
Yeah, one of those.
And I listened to the lyrics right before I started to get up, so... Yeah, no, I haven't heard this song you're talking about.
Well, it's about temptation.
All right. There's a lot of temptation in that song, Cowboy, by Kid Rock.
You're also on Facebook. If you look over there, there's a camera to your right.
Facebook Live, I hope.
Yeah.
It is.
Happening.
It is. All right, currently. It's happening live.
Look, you are there.
You are. You're live on
the
World
the Internet.
Wide Web. Yeah.
Hey, definitely the wave of right now.
It is. So, no, we're talking about the song because it presents a worldview about, because he says, one sip, bad for me, one hit, bad for me, one kiss, bad for me, but I give in so easily, and no thank you is how it should have gone, I shouldn't stay strong. But he says, I'm weak.
What's wrong with
that? And what's wrong with that? Like, we all give in to temptation, right? We all mess up, we all do the wrong thing. Yeah. Well, why is that bad? Like, he's kind of asking that question, why is this bad for me to give in to temptation? And so... this song, there's no swears in it. The music video that I saw with it was like an Etch-a-Sketch, and so there wasn't anything bad on that either. So, I listened to it, but Adrian, like you were pointing out, you think that he thinks it's bad.
Well, I think it's a constant struggle for him.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's like a struggle.
Because he keeps going back to saying, well,
I'm not gonna win.
I shouldn't do this, but I did, so what's wrong with that? And I shouldn't do it again. I mean, I really like that line where it says, my habits hold me like a grudge. So I think even after he's done it and he's like, what's wrong with that? It still holds him.
He says, I promise I won't budge. Like, he's like, okay, I messed up. I'm not going to mess up again.
Yeah.
And then like falls and messes up again.
Romans deals with that.
Romans chapter 7. Yeah.
That's where I was going to go because, and then going into 8, what a wretched man I am. Wretched person, I don't know how it's worded in the ESV, but that whole passage, because it deals with the struggle of sin in Romans chapter 7.
Yeah.
And thanks be to God, he gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so verse 16 of chapter 7 of Romans, we'll start with verse 15. For I do not understand my own actions,
right.
For I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Now if I do what I do not want, I agree with the law that it is good. So now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing. Now if I do what I do not want...
Oh, this is the most...
It is no longer I who do it, but the sin that dwells within me. Yeah. So, yeah, that... I call it the Dr. Seuss passage, because, like, the sin I do not want to do, I do. And what I do not want to do, I do. But yeah, but I mean, this guy's like at that point of like, I don't want to do this, but I still do it. What's wrong with that? And I think he needs Jesus. He says, weak came from balancing the need to give into temptation with the importance of staying strong. So that was what he said via All Access Music about that song.
Balancing the need to give into temptation?
With the importance of staying strong.
Okay.
So because... I don't know if it's a need, but he says it's a need. Because his friends are like, hey, let's hang out. Let's go get drunk. Let's do this or whatever. Like, one kiss, bad for me. One hit, bad for me. One sip, bad for me.
But he's covered them all. Drugs, sex.
And
drinking.
Drinking.
Yeah.
Wait, that's all?
That's all of temptation.
That's
right
all murder.
So, I was just at a seminar a few weeks ago, and they talked about bad heroin in Evansville. You know, and how heroin's really big deal.
That's good.
But
heroin?
Then they mentioned heroin that ends your life.
Yeah.
But she said over and over, she said marijuana, prescription medication, and alcohol are still the biggest problems in Vandenberg County. She was very clear. She said that 3 or 4 times in the midst of about a 20-minute talk. And then the coroner, the sheriff, spoke. And reiterated that. It was just powerful. So it's interesting that those words, these are not Christian. I mean, I don't know if they're Christians or not. I assume they have faith in them. But they were talking to a non-church audience. It was therapists and counselors. There were about 95 in the room, and they kept referring to that, which really parrots that.
Yeah, it's that whole thing of like, because you deal a lot with recovery people, and our church does a thing on Wednesday nights. Do you guys have sober recovery at your church, right?
It's called support groups.
Yeah.
On Monday night.
And so, but I mean, a lot of churches are doing that now because we see, like people's lives getting ruined, especially in Evansville in our city. Like, there's a huge.
They told us that in the state, in the nation, Indiana's like number two of the greatest need, and that Vannevar County ranks in the second or third highest in. The second highest state in the nation, which helps us to see people really need the Lord and they need help, especially with the whole issue of relapse.
Yeah.
Because so many people get, and actually during the adolescent years when all this starts up. What?
He's feeding him his drink and I don't know why he's doing that. It's just like this
you're
weird.
You're ruining everything.
We're having a moment here and then you're like, why can't you read
I gotta keep it light.
I'm gonna slip away. It's nice to...
Thanks, Dave.
To be... This is the first time I've been officially invited.
You weren't officially invited.
He just came in.
He walked in.
Every time you're on the show, you walk in. Dave, you're always invited. We film on Mondays. So,
you need a little thing on the door that says...
Now recording in progress. Oh. Dave, please come on in.
off topic, but I looked up the lyrics for that cowboy song. He was right. That's
not a good song.
He mentions his own... Kid Rock says... He mentions his own name. He's like, Kid Rocking it up. And I'm like, that's so dumb. People that use their own like stage name and songs, I can't stand.
Jason Derulo, every song.
He's like, I'm tearing, yo. Tearing it up.
Tearing it up.
I'm Mary Poppins, y'all.
Mary Poppins, y'all. All right. But, okay, so back to the song real quick. We just finished on. I mean, thanks, Dave.
Yeah, that was
good.
A long...
I like that. He wrestles with it, but I don't like the fact that he's like, what's wrong with that? Like, I'm weak. Like, we're all weak. We all mess up. But that doesn't mean you should keep doing it and going down that path. And I think he knows that, but he, like, still struggles. I mean, the relapse.
Well, you're not a Christian and you don't know Jesus, like, you don't really have an answer.
Right.
There's no answer to, why am I doing this? Like, why can't I stop myself?
Right. And so he's like, well, I mess up, what's wrong with that? But yeah, but if you have Jesus, you're like, okay, I'm trying to better myself.
You know what that song reminds me of?
What?
You know that one band, the song's called S.O.B.? Remember that song?
Yeah.
Yeah, Chris loves that song.
It's about the guy who's trying to get over his alcohol addiction or something.
Yeah, and he can't.
And then he can't, he relapses at some point. I don't know.
But he relapses due to circumstance, right? Situation.
Yeah, well, this guy.
No, because
all
he's
the people
addicted.
That are...
Wow. And no one's helping him.
So you just need to live alone.
The other thing in this song, though, it says it's the importance of friendships. Because his friends are the ones, he's like, I should have stayed in bed, but like they called me up. And he knows, okay, if I go out with these people, I'm probably going to mess up.
Or this girl.
Well, or yeah, or whatever it is. But he's like, I should have said no, I should have done this, or should get new friends. So your friends influence you greatly.
Definitely has a better
that's
way
why
than most of the other songs out there.
It does. Yeah, I do like
even
to
if it's
do,
not Christian directly.
I suggest no one to have friends. Therefore, you're no longer influenced.
Yeah, we're all strangers.
You're influenced by everything you watch.
That's my motto.
That's why we have this podcast.
Everything that I watch tells me friends are not working.
Maybe you should read the Bible, then.
Oh!
I do read the Bible, and it says...
Where does it say we need friends?
Hey, you remember... Ointment from that sick burn?
Remember when, like, what's his name? Peter denied Jesus three times? So that's what friends get you. They deny you when you most need them.
Yeah.
All right, but then he built the church. So...
Sure.
Let's turn off... Well, Jesus. Let's turn off the machine.
He didn't build the church. God built the church.
Okay.
Music machine.
Okay. So now, there's a commercial. Did it play before Guardians of the Galaxy for you guys? Because right before we watched Guardians of the Galaxy, this commercial...
We talked about it.
We did not talk about this commercial. Yeah.
We were going to talk about it last week, but we didn't.
So it's Marky Mark, also known as Mark Wahlberg.
Also known as...
Marky Mark, the stage name.
I don't know.
He's Marky Mark
say something.
Okay. So was there...
I saw it, yeah.
Yeah, the AT&T commercial. And so it's him, like, walking, and he's, like, talking about TV and all this stuff. But there are, like, a couple key lines. The first line... was food, water, internet. It's essential for life. Your thoughts. Ready to go.
Internet, absolutely essential. Without it, we die. No.
Yeah.
No.
Depends on what you mean by life.
Yeah, is it?
Goes back to my greatest fear. What if we lost all electricity?
Yeah.
We're all in trouble.
Well, I would just be really sad.
Not
the internet. I mean, I can play video games without the internet.
Can you, though?
If there's no electricity, I'm done.
Because of Steam, I can't play video games without the internet.
Well, that's why I buy traditional format cartridges. They last forever.
Cartridges don't last forever. Are you dumb?
Ask.
No, it lasts forever. The word of God. That's it.
I mean, I definitely think it's true.
Jesus knew.
For society.
Today, for some people.
For American society.
Well, for the Western civilized society, you have the internet, because there's places who don't.
Right. What?
And they're dead.
Well, the internet has sped up so many things that now, you remember you had to write letters to people and memos? That take forever. You never wrote a letter to anyone.
Like,
now the internet
our culture
doesn't
isn't being shaped.
Our way of life is sustained through like the internet now.
Yeah, our culture is being shaped by the internet.
So he's not wrong.
Yeah,
I mean, how many times?
Mark Wahlberg.
How many emails
he could be wrong, but it's like it's because it's wrong in general.
Yeah. So, but it's interesting because I was watching this movie with Angela and she's like, I don't know if she's mad, but just her reaction, she's like, that's not true. But it is. Yeah, because she's like, I don't know, she's getting
that was my reaction. I was like angry that he was saying all these things. I was like, it's true, though.
Yeah. I don't know, Angela was like yelling at this commercial. Like,
it's Mark Wahlberg.
Like, why are you so mad, Angela? But, yeah, so, Ross Chapman said, James, Chris, Adrian,
Ross,
yes,
hey!
I could watch longer.
Wait.
Hey, Ross.
She didn't say Luke?
He's a boy.
Luke. You don't know Ross Chapman.
But he didn't say Luke.
He doesn't know you.
Oh, there,
you can only
I
see
just
the
saw
back
Ross
of your
Chapman.
He didn't say Trevor either.
I'm
on every week.
Proper coffee
I'm
roast.
Somewhat on. My music is.
His music's on every week. His music's been on longer than you have. That's
sick burn, Chris. Whoa.
Oh, another one.
Trevor's been on more episodes than all of you.
Than everyone here.
Yeah.
So not me.
Yeah, because you've
been
on
every episode.
We've been on an episode without you.
Nope.
James and I?
Yeah.
It's the unofficial...
We started fake.
All right, anyways. All right, back to this. So then the commercial ends with him saying, we just want our... Did he say TV or want our stuff?
To work.
No.
No.
He says we want our stuff when we want our stuff.
Yeah.
Does he say stuff or does he say...
Like internet?
We want our TV when we want...
Oh.
I don't remember.
We want to watch our... We want our content, we want our content, or whatever.
And then what's the conclusion?
That's the conclusion. He's like, we just want our stuff when we
want
our stuff.
What was he trying to sell me?
AT&T.
Unlimited.
Unlimited.
Oh, unlimited. I have
Guess
unlimited.
Guess what? We have unlimited
so,
AT&T.
Now you do? Because I can do that? So
that's actually because...
I don't even use Wi-Fi anymore.
So the whole commercial is him like setting up this premise of... He's like, He's like, TV is no longer that thing that's on the wall over there. He's like, TV,
that
like, we want it on our...
My pocket.
Yeah, we want it on our phones. We want it on our... iPads, we want it on...
our cars or something.
No, our refrigerators.
Oh, yeah.
Which Angela and I looked at a refrigerator that had a TV on it.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
And then he said, and on our heart monitors. We didn't, like, look at it seriously. We just saw one. We were like, right.
No, but, like, why?
I wanted it immediately. I'm like, this is
it's
great.
It's a smart
Yeah,
because
I pushed some buttons on it and started playing Spotify. I was like, well, I can play music.
Yeah, and then, like, it keeps
track
of...
It's the thing right there in
right.
My
It has cameras inside the fridge. It monitors your food.
Yeah, it's like, hey, you're almost out of milk.
Yeah, Best Buy. That's pretty cool,
you're
actually.
Like, thanks, refrigerator.
Robots, the man, they're taking over.
They are.
You know what's going to happen to us?
Yeah.
You guys seen WALL-E, right?
Yeah.
All of you? Anyone have seen
that
WALL-E?
Movie is scarily accurate because we reference it like 1,000 times anytime we talk about the future.
The human race just sits in a chair with their big drinks and their TV all the time and they just drive around with TV.
That's how they interact
with each
other.
I'm sorry. I think the Matrix is more...
No.
To the future.
What about Terminator?
That we live in a computer world?
No, not yet. We're not there yet, obviously.
We're being controlled by people
who are
playing
real.
The Sims?
No, okay, so the Matrix, though, no one knows who started it, right? The machines are man. It's not just a computer world.
Al Gore started it.
What?
He started the internet.
Yeah.
You can thank Al Gore
started the Matrix.
Hey, you should remake the Matrix, and at the end, you should have Al Gore come out.
He just comes in and plugs Neo into the machine. He's like, here you go, Neo. Like, no, I knew it. An Inconvenient Truth, Part 3.
The internet allows us to be truly connected.
Does it?
Yeah, I have so many more friends than I would have in real life.
But are they real friends?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who,
they
that's the thing.
Me
like,
happy birthday.
How would you define friendship now? Yeah, because no, I think
they
like friendship like has a new definition now because of all that. So, if you saw the AT&T commercial, I'd like to hear your thoughts on it.
If you haven't, go watch Guardians of the Galaxy, and you'll see the AT&T commercial.
Or just go watch
unless
it.
You go see it at AMC, which is
how do you see who's watching right now?
Should we account for?
There's only two.
It says there's two people watching.
Well, it's Adrian.
Yeah, me.
Hey, it's us. Hey, me. Okay. Man, I got myself in the future. What?
What? No, we got so many followers.
Don't worry.
So do, but does?
I don't have a lot of battery. I can't use
this. What?
So is it bad that we want our stuff when we want our stuff? Like, that's true. Like, that's why babies cry, because they want to be fed right then because they're hungry.
Baby.
Well, whenever people are like,
yeah. Food. So if you want internet,
yeah, like. Like, we want convenience, right?
I mean, when I get hungry,
I want it.
But you're
now.
Not going to die.
I want
Here's
it.
Here's the thing
is
you're
way.
Not going to die.
You're not.
If you don't have internet.
But the other thing is, I'm like, but it's a lot more convenient.
What's wrong
man,
with
convenience? I don't know.
What's wrong with convenience?
Have you talked to teens?
If you're.
I'm like, man, are you guys going to die? They're like, I'm so bored.
Like, or that's what I'm saying. It's like shifting.
James,
our...
I said that when I was a teenager. Every yeah, teenager,
like people
said that.
Can't stand in line anymore without being
regress.
On their phone.
Yeah.
So you're like killing human interaction, basically.
My 40-day no.
Wait a minute.
Phones.
They're interacting with people on their phones.
Yeah, but they're not like
I mean,
real.
It's where they can hide and escape,
but
from reality,
isn't
yeah.
what is real,
with Trevor.
Isn't what really is happening? And doesn't that now become the definition and not what was in the past and expected, but the current? Right?
wait, explain yourself.
Yeah.
So you're saying the human
That's
interaction
the new reality.
Is eat this, but I'm like, it's not anymore. It's changed now, and you can't judge it by the past. You have to keep on. That's why definitions change over time. That's why you have to reevaluate the dictionary all the time, because you're like, that's
like,
not true.
Here's
human
a question.
Alternate facts.
Here's a question I just thought of.
Fake news. What?
Could Seinfeld, the show, exist today? Like, could you be like, could that be a relatable show? Because they're always talking about their human interactions with people. And James is like, everyone's on their phone. So would Seinfeld
that
just...
That would make a terrible TV
it'd
show.
It'd just be like a terrible show because no one talks to anyone. It'd be like, oh, I was on my phone on the subway and I didn't talk to anyone.
But unlike most TV shows...
Seinfeld's
it's
all about the daily interactions with
yeah, it's about
weird
nothing.
People. That's what it is.
That's what most
but
sitcoms
any
are.
TV shows and sitcoms
yeah, but,
are people interacting and not using their
but
phones.
But they're not based on reality anymore because reality is everyone's on their phone.
They're never really based on reality.
The Soup Nazi was a
Seinfeld?
Real person.
Oh, yeah.
Steve Urkel could turn into Stefan Urkel because of a machine that wasn't real life. Did anybody watch Steve Urkel?
Steve
Family
Urkel.
Matters.
Yeah,
Family
matters, but not...
It wasn't the Steve Urkel show.
I know, but it's Stefan Urkel. But...
But just because it's true doesn't mean it's right.
Right.
Wait, what's
but,
true?
So is it bad if we like make internet more accessible and all that stuff because no. all of a sudden we're now...
But why, wait, why are you depriving others, right? You have all this access. Why are you going to go off and deprive people? Because you don't think it's right.
I feel like it's not the best interaction because sometimes you can like falsely interact. I mean, like, let's not be yourself compared to, like, as you are in a person, you know? Like,
yeah.
False identities,
yeah.
things like
you
that.
You're catfishing people, James.
Yeah. Wow. He's pretending to be Chris Pratt on Tinder.
What? This whole time, Luke thought it was Chris
Sorry.
Pratt.
He's like, how'd you talk to me as my friend?
I don't know how you got my email address. He's been emailing me. I just took him out of his word. Hey, I found out, I was watching a Snapple commercial, the first, like spam, like Nigerian thing where you get an email and you're like, oh, if I do this, what is it called? A scam.
Chain letter.
Yeah, it was done over Telegraph. I found out watching a Snapple commercial. They're like, there's a Telegraph. It was like an 1880 something was the first scam. It was the greatest commercial because it's like a Nigerian prince, like they're reading the ticker. Is like a Nigerian prince just told us that if we deposit $1 million from our bank accounts, we'll be millionaires. And they're all just like looking like they don't believe him. And then one guy's like, "We're gonna be rich!" it's the greatest.
I'll have to look that
up. The
okay,
first person
I'm gonna
to
go
fall
back to
all
this right, conversation
for the Nigerian prince scam.
Okay, James, you're like, all my friends are online. Okay, but that, like, rid you of being inconvenienced by people. Because as soon as something gets messy, you're like, my phone's
off.
But
that's the future.
Not replying. Okay,
that's the future.
Does it mean it's right?
Yeah, that's for sure.
It won't matter because that's how it is.
Being inconvenienced by people, what a good phrase.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, because that's the Good Samaritan story.
If people are awkward to me online, I'm like...
Okay, if you're awkward online. Chris, did you put yourself on a no-calling list to where telemarketers couldn't call you when that became a thing. So you didn't want to be inconvenienced by them. So you limited their accessibility to you.
Yeah, but then where's the whole love your neighbors or something? Am I going to, like, not talk to my neighbor because it's going to be awkward?
Depends. I mean, he might not.
I never talk to my neighbors.
The telemarketing thing's different because somebody's trying to sell me something. It's not a, like, it's not a, hey.
Your
like,
neighbor's trying to sell you something.
They're trying to get me to buy their new car.
Hey, there's a bottle of stuff. I don't know what it does.
Yeah, that guy comes to my house. I'm like, what? He just starts spraying things.
It'll clean.
In my house. I'm like,
everything.
She's like, all right, what are the ingredients? That magic.
I just, that looks like dirt. And water.
I'm sort of spraying my car.
The vacuum people. They throw dirt.
I don't have electricity at the moment.
Let's just do the whole house.
Can I come in and vacuum your house? Can I watch go through your wallet and take money out? Like, what? No, get out of my house.
Because I spill all this.
Caller ID. We love caller ID because we can filter. You're like, I don't really, they're sort of my friend. I don't want to talk to them, though.
Wait,
like,
caller ID? That's old. That's old.
But that was an
so you're not being accountable for anything, basically. Like, okay, so what about the people who don't have access to internet? You're
poor them. I mean, literally, they're poor.
They're the poorest people.
Here's podcast.
No, here's the hope.
Forever.
So, because they are. I mean, the majority of the world makes less than $2 a day, okay? So, Zuckerberg and others are trying to get them the internet. India had a policy to where everybody was going to get a tablet.
India, like the
India,
man?
India. India.
Oh, I thought you said...
You said India.
No,
the man.
You're
Did anybody else hear India?
I heard India.
Okay, good.
No,
I thought he was about to say, India face.
India face.
Okay, but is the internet solving their poverty problems?
Partially.
Actually. Like,
yeah,
because
they can make scams and like, hey, I'm an Indian prince. Give me some money.
Well, communication issues are a big deal.
It is opening markets that they never had before.
Right.
So that's where the internet gets great. Because you're like, I can do stuff now. I can compete against you. That's why they're moving telecommunications overseas where, you know, I can now take, I can do a job that you could do because of the internet. So,
yes, there's some upsides.
I can ride a bike with no handlebars.
But I think relationships cannot be.
The upsides of the internet way outweigh the downsides.
Christian Mingle?
I can also troll all the time on YouTube.
What's wrong with Christian Mingle? I'm not my wife on there.
I'd rather do it the right way.
I'm not married.
Do it the right way. I know a lot of people that have met on Christian dating websites. I'd rather do it the right way.
Tinder. Hey, Tinder.
For all those that are listening that met their wives on those type of, or husbands. On those types of platforms. Please forgive Trevor. That's the wrong way of meeting somebody.
He doesn't speak for all of us.
Wait, how do you meet somebody?
I agree with Trevor.
The views of Trevor and Luke are not necessarily the views of anybody
else.
But
then again,
marriage is dumb.
I go to coffee shops to look for people.
Hey, I went to your coffee shop.
So if you go to proper coffee, watch out for Cougar over here.
Said you go and look for people. Yeah. I was like, I go to meet people. Like, I'm running.
Hey. Maybe that's why James sent that creepy picture of me to you.
Yeah, James,
now,
you
wait
took
a
picture of Adrian, isn't it?
Yeah.
To me?
Why wouldn't I? She's your sister.
That's creepy.
Because she's in a public place and
it's
you weren't near
cameras
her.
Wait. It was a public place. So
it was
taking
a
picture
place.
Is fine.
It's private. Private what? Business.
Was it open to the public?
Sure, I guess.
Okay.
But she talked to me and
what
I
was this the circle?
To Chris.
Yeah, alright. Anyways. Okay. So we'll end this discussion by saying James, you're wrong. I agree with what James is saying.
No, I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it's reality.
Reality is that the more we get into technology, the easier it is for us to ignore people and be inconvenienced by people.
Yeah.
By saying, I'm not going to be on a call list to get caller ID, so I don't want to talk to that person. I want to ignore.
Here's an example for
James
you.
Like,
real fast. You play smartphone games a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And it's a way to like zone out. You can zone out in meetings. You can zone out anything. You're like, all right. This isn't about me.
I can't now because I have to have my phone plugged in all the time.
Yeah, now he's got a terrible
like 5
phone.
Minutes off of it is like 60%. Like,
oh, you were making fun of me the other week for my phone.
Yeah, because it was a Microsoft phone.
Technically, it was a Nokia.
If my iPhone died and like never worked again, it would still be better than your dumb Microsoft phone.
My Nokia, by the way, it's a Nokia, lasted for 5 years before it started to get as bad as yours. Yep. How long your phone lasts?
I've had it 2 weeks.
2 weeks? You know, it's, you had it in the refrigerator when I came in. I have no idea why.
You heard online, if you get it cold, it works on the battery.
Yeah, just like that guy who heard that he was like, microwave well, your phone.
Go to the refrigerator and get my phone out. And I'm like, what?
Hey, you know, he's desperate.
All right, here's what happened. Okay. I accidentally left my phone in the car, and it got too hot. So when I came in, it's like, your phone's about to blow up. It's got to cool down before it'll work. So I put it in the refrigerator. It had to be cool. And then it gave it to me at work. So shut up.
No.
All right, let's check my looking for
you. I was like, what is this doing in there?
Right, so this podcast is off the rails. All right. What are you guys looking forward to?
Last episode of Samurai Jack.
Yes, am excited.
I just want
Adrian's
to know
excited about that too. Look, so we'll stop talking
about
it.
What's going to
happen to Jack? Why are you excited about it?
Because you won't talk about it every single week.
Oh, hey, they'll fit it back in.
Guess what? It's going to start Samurai Ashi.
Yeah.
I just hope there's a spinoff of Scaramouche.
Hey, baby. He got blown up.
He's too annoying. Okay. All right. So, last episode. Trevor, what are you looking forward to?
After my Star Wars marathon, I'm looking forward to the last Jedi Star Wars movie.
Oh, man. Wait, have you already finished your... You haven't finished your Star Wars marathon?
I did. Yeah, like that's 2 days.
Okay.
Really? Wait, I thought a marathon anything was closer? Non-ending.
Anything closer? I'm still always going to be looking forward to it. Maybe Thor?
Ragnarok.
I guess so.
You can't tell him what he's looking forward to. That's your... Like,
my recent watch with Star Wars.
If he's looking forward to a movie that's not even announced yet, he can look forward to Star Wars coming out in December.
Look, Laura's coming out. It's going to be the new hit movie.
All right. X-Men Laura.
It'll be called X-23. Really?
Mm-hmm. James, what are you looking forward to?
So I'm going to be watching this, but I don't recommend it. I can't recommend it, but Alien Covenant.
Oh, yeah.
I will watch that. I'm watching that. I'm sorry.
I watch Prometheus.
If it's against any laws.
No, Prometheus is stupid.
I like Prometheus.
All right.
Entertaining.
No. Adrian, what are you looking forward to?
I don't know. Is Wonder Woman coming out this
Pirates of the Caribbean.
I don't know what's going on. When's Wonder Woman coming out?
That's a DC film, though.
Yeah, that's going to be terrible.
I'm not necessarily looking forward to it.
This is called Chris What Are We Looking Forward To?
I'm not necessarily.
It's just like the next summer movie that's coming out. I might be looking forward to Alien Covenant. I want to watch like the other ones first.
I'm a sucker for
it. Don't watch 3 and 4.
Yeah, I'll just watch 1, 2.
There's no 4?
Resurrection.
Resurrection
was good.
Resurrection 1 and 2
was funny.
I like Resurrection.
It was hilarious. It was the best comedy I've ever seen.
This one's tying into Prometheus?
Sort of.
Like a prequel?
No, this is
after Prometheus.
The part that
ties
into Prometheus is online. You watch that online.
I thought it was Michael Fassbender that ties in.
I thought it was Michael J. Fox comes in and he's like, why is this ship shaking?
Michael J. Fox filmed.
I can't land the plane!
He filmed Cloverfield.
Stay
tuned for our next podcast.
Pirates of the Caribbean. It's coming out in 2 weeks. Pirates.
I'm very good. Okay. I don't know what I'm looking forward to. Actually, okay. There's an explicit warning on it. So,
what?
On Jimmy Fallon, there's a guy that has this new podcast called S Town. And it's by the same people that did, like...
I listened to the whole thing.
Oh, you listen to S-Town?
Yes.
How is it?
Really interesting.
Why is it explicit? Just language?
Language is terrible.
And oh, is it really?
And you just recommended it.
Sorry, I'm not recommending any of this.
It's interesting. I would just... If I were you guys, like, and you want to listen to something, listen to what's... It's based off of Serial.
Yeah.
Like, listen to Serial. This one, like, it's really super interesting, and then the last two episodes get really dark and weird, and those, like, kind of ruin the rest of the show.
Oh, really?
Okay. I like that joke. We
got
just
it.
So, just like this podcast.
Hey, Chris was the last 2 minutes about it.
There's some interesting characters.
Okay.
See you next time.
Well, I'm not looking forward to that. I don't know.
Pirates.
More Zelda.
Hey, your new game, Zero Dark
30.
Yeah.
What?
That's a movie.
The dinosaur game.
Horizon Zero Dark Dawn.
Has, guess who? Chris Pratt in it.
Oh, no.
All right. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time. I'm Chris.
I'm James.
I'm Adrian.
I'm Luke.
And I'm Trevor.
Oh. Taryn.
Taryn. All right. So we're going
to... Taryn it up.
All right. So what song... Oh, did you want to set up your song?
You want to play Ignite, right?
We can play Ignite. So what's the song about?
Okay. The song Ignite, sang with Ashley Powell from my church. It's about... basically just being on fire for the Lord and help me to light myself up and like do this journey. So yeah.
There's some cool beats.
Give it a listen.
So listen to this one. Go to iTunes, buy stuff, go to Spotify, listen to it.
Share it.
Where else?
Anywhere else.
YouTube, SoundCloud?
SoundCloud.
Bandcamp.
I don't know if it's on that one.
Okay. So is it on YouTube?
Play. Yep.
Okay. So yeah, I've been listening to it on Spotify, it's real good. This was my favorite song. There's just some cool beats in it, so, and there's some good harmonies. So, all right, we're gonna play that, then we'll do the buffer, and then you should stay tuned after the buffer because we might have an outtake or two. All right, thanks. See you next time. I'm Chris. We'll see you next time. Magic.
All the times I'm lost at sea. To your side, when the light goes out and I can't see, you ignite and blaze the sky. Come light up my world, ignite, be what I live for. Ignite, don't let me let go. Ignite for you, I want to ignite. Where I've lost myself. Too many times I've burned out and fell. Cause I need this, please ignite. A pointless without this fuse, this light. Every moment that I think that I can do it on my own, I just find I needed you and cannot do this life alone. Please help me see, please help me breathe. Spark my heart, I want your peace. Ever since that moment we first met, I saw the flames that we could get. We could flare for all to see. Yet it's just me, you and me. Come light up my world. Ignite, be what I live for. Ignite, don't let me let go. Ignite for you. I want to ignite.
Thanks for joining us on Worldview Finder as we dove into some awesome topics. Just because we talk about a specific source or worldview does not mean we endorse them or the product. So use discernment about what you take in. Have an awesome week and see you next time.
Welcome to Worldview Finder.
Sorry.
Hey, check one, two. Everybody, I'm Chris.
I'm James. Hey, we got a Facebook online, right? Are they on?
We're doing a sound check.
Yeah,
Chris would have just done that whole monologue of Mario if we were live.
And I'm Adrian. Okay.
I'm Luke.
I'm James.
I'm Trevor.
Okay, James,
I feel like you're trying to squeeze his way in.
All right,
this is my spot, Adrian.
Your spot's over here, isn't it?
No, it's always right here. I always put my foot up against this.
Trevor's actually.
Yeah, Trevor.
Trevor, get out of here.
Okay, you guys need to do something different.
Closer. Just slide it closer.